particularly, you know, being involved with the other person's family.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you call that?
What'd I call it?
Did you have a game? Did you have a name for the game?
Well, it wasn't a name, it just kind of suddenly happened.
Oh, okay.
It'd be like an insulting game, insult.
You didn't have any particular, maybe just called it an insult game?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of those insults you used to lash out at each other?
Well, let's see. Your sister has a mustache. Your mother wears army boots. Your father, drives a garbage truck.
Yeah, okay.
You know, those things.
When a new kid moved into the neighborhood, especially a younger one, did he or she have to go through any kind of neighborhood initiation or...
Our neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
New kids would move in our neighborhood. No, we had thought in the elderly section.
Is that right?
No, the kids that, when I grew up, they were in their 20s. Now, the grandkids are here.
But when you were growing up, if someone new moved in the neighborhood?
Well,
was there any kind of
initiation? There were new kids. Yeah, there was kind of initiation.
What kinds of things?
Well, sort of like trying to get along with them, but they were really hung around their house all the time. Try to like go over there, invite them to dinner, invite them over to your house.
Do you have anyone, let's say, or are there the people around you that, an older person, let's say, that particularly takes the place of your mother or father or something as far as conversations that you feel you can talk to?
Do I have a grandmother.
Your grandmother?
Yes, and I would say my best friend's mother.
What do you call her? I mean, is there any term or anything you give to her?
Well, my best friend's mother, I call Senora because I told you in school, she used to teach Spanish at my high school, so we all call her Senora.
But is there any term for that, for someone who takes the place of a parent?
Guardian?
Or a surrogate parent?
Surrogate? No.
You never used that? Okay. What kind of games did you play when you were a kid,
didn't you know? Oh, dolls. We have dollhouse, and we still do. Dollhouse, and we play dolls. I had a brother, we played army, and because I live on a hillside, we could walk down the cliffs, walk down, and there were caves. We used to play in the caves. And, we made mud pies. We made herb salads. You know, naturally, we had to make food.
What about later when you were a teenager?
I was a teenager, but I don't know, we played games. I think we mostly sat, listened to records, and talked about toys.
Uh-huh. What kind of games did you have that you played when you were, maybe you were an adolescent or whatever, where you hid from people?
I don't know, maybe you're going to ask me that one. Well, okay, we have about 5 big crabapple trees in our front yard. We used to throw crabapple cars. Then a friend of mine had a big persimmon tree in her front yard. We used to throw persimmons at cars. And then we used to, the egg houses. I sound like a really good kid, don't I?
What about any traditional kinds of games, like hide-and-seek, or any of those?
Oh, is that what you're talking about? Oh, I'm thinking of
people
things.
Well, you're telling me.
Oh, yes, we played hide-and-seek, we played chase, and played sardines.
What is sardines?
Sardines is when one person is it, and one person, okay, there's a bunch of people, but only one person is it, and the rest of the people, you know, are, they go and hide, but what they do is, No, I know what it is. Excuse me, it wasn't a long time since I played it. Okay, one person's it, and that one person hides. Okay, got it? Then all the rest of the people have to try to find that one person. All right, and when they find them, they have to hide in the same place. So when you, in the very, very end, everybody's packed like sardines in one little place, and the very last person finds it.
Do you ever play a game called Ditch?
No.
Never heard of that game?